What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in on this incredible Monday and making us a part of your day, October 3rd. This weekend is going to be huge if you're in Connecticut, Awake New England. I'll be kicking it off Thursday night, so join me there. Today's called Little by Little. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. As some count slackness, but it is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any would perish, but it all would come to repentance. God assured the Israelites that they were going to be delivered. He promised to bring them to the promised land. However, the Bible says the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. Little by little. It's not going to happen quickly. It's going to be a process. It's going to demand patience. We can't continually expect God to move on our timeline. And when he doesn't, we write him off as if his promises aren't going to happen. God doesn't follow our timeline. With the Israelites, it was because the beasts were too numerous and the people would have been destroyed. We don't always know why God has us wait, but it's for an unseen reason to keep us safe and give us the best life possible. There are processes he wants us to understand. Progress towards our promised land is going to feel slow at times. It's not going to happen sometimes the way we think it will, but it will happen. And that's the word, little by little. You know, as believers, there's always promises that we're waiting to happen, right? That have not happened yet. And at the church yesterday, we started talking about worship. And that worship is a weapon, right? It is warfare. Worship is what brings revelation. Think about the story with Joseph, right? He disguised himself to his brothers when he was in charge. And the Bible says that when he told his brothers to go back and get the dad and bring a son for a sacrifice, Judah stepped forward. That's praise. Judah stepped forward as a sacrifice of praise. Joseph wept and revealed himself. Revelation comes through worship. Patience comes through worship. And whatever season you're in, there's going to be a waiting for promises. That's just the bottom line. I know people, they spend so much time on what's not happening in their life, you know? Reminds me of John the Baptist in prison. Think about it. He gets discouraged. He sends people out asking Jesus, should I look for another or are you it? Why? Because John believed that Jesus was coming to do a lot of things, including set people free from prison. Well, John was in prison. So you can't let the things that haven't happened in your life override the things that are happening, right? And God said, I'm going to deliver you, but it's going to be little by little, meaning you're going to the promised land, just not as fast as you think. We live in the most convenient world we've ever known, ever. Like I'm recording this on a new iPhone 14, sitting in my car as I'm traveling without even microphones and equipment, right? Everything is convenient. Everything is fast. You know, you can get food by just tapping your phone. I mean, we live in an incredible day. You know what I don't want convenient? My faith, right? There's no shortcuts in Christianity. I say it all the time. We're a microwave generation serving a slow cooker God. So you've waited. You know, one of the disheartening things as being a pastor is when I got saved, the intercessors, quote unquote, the prayer moms, quote unquote, they got discouraged, burnt out, and never saw the promise. Why? Because what we're walking in now, they prayed for, they just didn't have the heart to continue. They were so tied up with their grandchildren and their children and whatever sickness and whatever cancer scare, they couldn't get over what they were fighting in their life to move forward. And the reality is, it was little by little. We were getting there. We're experiencing things today that we were only believing God for years ago. Legit, God said that this year would be a year of fulfilled promises. I can assure you, we are seeing promises fulfilled today on a level we've never imagined. But we prayed for it. We believed it. Are we in the fullness of what we want to see? Of course not. But little by little, right? Be thankful for the progress that you were making. Look at what God is doing. Don't focus on what he's not doing. And when our eyes can stay focused on what God is doing, the Bible says, whatever's noble, whatever's trustworthy, whatever's right, whatever's of good report, think on these things. Think on these things. Think on what the Lord is doing. Don't think about what. So in any circumstance, right, there's been times in the early days that my wife and I have been facing some mountains that we've gotten together in a car, and we said, all right, you go first, honey, and whatever's noble, let's think of something. And you got to just come out. Why? Because I don't want to live in a place of discouragement, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. A lot of sick Christians today because God didn't meet their timelines. But desire realized. When you realize his desire, it becomes a tree of life. And so today, I'm here to tell you that God's promises are yes and amen. I'm here to tell you that every word God has spoken over you is going to come to pass in Jesus' name. I'm here to tell you that it's not going to be easy, but faith's going to make it possible, and it's going to be worth it all in the end. I'm also here to tell you it's not going to happen on your timeline, that it will happen little by little, that God is perfecting his plan inside of you, that he's working out a bigger picture than what you can see in the natural, and God will make a way. Absolutely, it's going to happen. His promises will be fulfilled in your life, but we can't get impatient. We can't lose heart. We can't let discouraged. We can't let our heart get sick when it doesn't happen. Father, today I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that you would open our eyes to see, that revelation would be revealed, that we would live in a place, in a state of worship as we believe you at your word for your promises to be fulfilled. In Jesus' name. Come on, guys. Amen. Amen. What a great word. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.